why is it important for people to talk about end-of-life care right now?
Family members who have to make life or death decisions in an ICU when they've had no conversation with the patient experience post-traumatic stress. They're depressed. They're anxious. None of that should be a surprise to anybody. We know that people are dying from COVID. We know that. We know that if you have a serious underlying chronic health problem, you're more at risk for dying. If you had an underlying chronic illness, you might be able to say to your family, look, I'm having a lot of trouble. I know I need to go to the hospital. But if things don't go the way we hope, here's what I want you to know. Everybody hopes for the best. Hope is not a plan.
And then turning to sort of the healthcare workers that are involved in this, how might having your wishes known help them?
Physicians who have to work with patients whose family members have to make decisions for them, they experience higher levels of moral distress if there's never been a conversation about what a patient would want. And if I'm a physician and I know this patient's going to die, if I know you've had a conversation with your family, it's going to be much easier for me to be clear and then do what we can to honor who the person is, what was important in their life.
So we're facing shortages of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, and it can be dangerous for them to perform some life-saving procedures. Can having end-of-life conversations help as resources become more scarce?
Yes. So if I don't have any protective health equipment, and in order to save your life, I would have to put a tube in your throat, that makes me exquisitely vulnerable to all of the COVID viruses that you're shedding in your secretions. If you know you wouldn't want anything extraordinary done, that would help everybody. It would help doctors and nurses. It would help other patients all over the country. Ethicists, palliative care folks, critical care folks are struggling mightily with how we provide the best care to the most people possible. And honestly, healthcare providers are our most valuable resource right now. So you can help healthcare providers by having these conversations.
If you are in a high-risk group, maybe you're older or you have chronic conditions, what can you do right now?
It's easy. Have a conversation with your family. That's number one. Get somebody who's going to speak on your behalf. Make sure that that person, so choose wisely, right? Make sure that person knows what you want, because that's the person doctors are going to turn to. You can literally write down on a sheet of paper, I had a conversation with my sister Jane. I want her to be my decision maker.
I think a lot of people have more downtime than normal. Are there things people can read or watch to make these conversations easier?
So one of my favorite books is When Smoke Gets in your Eyes. The opening line of the book is something along the lines of, a girl remembers the first corpse that she shaves. I mean, how could you not read that book? The Bucket List is a great movie. There is something available on PBS, Being Mortal. It's a great documentary about how physicians struggle and how families can have these conversations and make wishes known. So people are intensely uncomfortable having these conversations. So here's what I would say right now, get over it. It's going to help you. It's going to help your family. It's going to help doctors and nurses who are trying desperately to take care of everybody right now.